אקשן. אוקיי, ערב שבת שלום, פרשת ניצבים בינך. Last Shabbat of the year, so הכל הולך אחר החיתום. Let's make a camp. This is it. So, last Shabbat for Siman Tafshin Pe, and then you'll get to, you know, you'll get to Rosh Hashanah, and you can say Tichle Shana Vekilirotea with Kavana Gedola. ממש ככה. Indeed, the Gemara says, and the second Megillah, the reason why we read Parashat Nitzavim right before Rosh Hashanah is as a siman of Tichle Shana Vekilirotea. There's not, you know, Parashat Kitavon Nitzavim have not such pleasant stuff inside. So we hope that that goes the way of the rest of the year and Tichle Shana Vekilirotea too. So being that we probably will not have a shiur next Friday, Erev Shabbat is also Erev Hashanah, and there's a lot to do and not enough time to do it in. So I want to kind of give a, you know, kind of a brief synopsis, crash course, if you will, on Rosh Hashanah. And the halachot are compounded this year because Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbat. And there are a lot of differences this year as opposed to other years. Some that are pretty evident and some that are not. So I just want to point those out. Now, with regards to, and also, especially this year also, besides Rosh Hashanah falling out on Shabbat, but also with COVID and stuff this year, so there's also, you know, Hilchot COVID on Rosh Hashanah. So just to point out some things of those. I know different people are doing different things and praying different places and you know, praying in different minyanim, and a lot of things come up, so I wanna address them as a question. So this year, Erev Rosh Hashanah is on a Friday. The minhag is to do Hataran Darim on Erev Rosh Hashanah that everybody does, Sfaradim, Ashkenazim. If a person cannot, for whatever reason, attend Hataran Darim physically, a person's elderly or not well or whatever it is, Maran Zichron Berachah Bizmano, even when he was alive, even nothing to do with COVID, but he said that a person is able to be Yotzei the minhag of Hataran Darim by joining by phone or by hookup or whatever. So Kol Shekin, if a person joins by Zoom, 100% he would be Yotzei the Hataran Darim. The Matirim should have Kavana for the people that are present and the people that are joining, you know, by Zoom and whatever else, by phone. And in that way, a person would be Yotzei, even if he's not there. It's good for women, it's good for children. It works that way, and the person doesn't have to make himself crazy to actually show up in person. So that's with regards to that. Now, one of the famous minhagim on Erev Rosh Hashanah is the inyan of tevilah. Now, again, many mikvaot have not yet opened up. Some have and are going to be, you know, strict policies with, I don't know, Kol Echad is going to have exactly their protocols about how to keep people safe, whatever it is. Now, obviously, I don't think there's any evidence that COVID is transmitted through water. I believe that that is the case. Plus the fact that the water is chlorinated, the hule. So I don't think the water itself is the issue as much as the interaction with people, and it's packed, and there's shalom.
How are you?
Awesome. It's going good. Okay. Anyway, Bekitzur. So if, you know, mikvaot and the balanim and the boards of the mikvaot should, you know, obviously take that into consideration, that Erev Rosh Hashanah is a day for a lot of traffic in the mikvaot, and they have to, you know, make it safe. Obviously, it goes without saying that, you know, a person shouldn't be doing this anytime, especially not on Erev Shabbat, and especially not on Erev Rosh Hashanah. You know, the people that go, you know, the snorkelers and the flippers and they do laps and the mikveh, whatever. This is not the year for that. No time is ever the time for that. Get in, get out, do your thing, and go home. With the fingers? None of that. No. You should be in the ambata. You know what I'm saying? Over there. But at the end of the day, a person has to be cognizant, and especially since there are things, you know, obviously, the way this virus works, I spoke to many doctors, is that there are levels of exposure. It's kind of like radiation. You know, we're all exposed to little amounts of radiation, and little pushing, most people don't get sick from that. When a person's exposed to large amounts of radiation, so that's, you know, that's much worse. It's the same thing with the virus. A person could be exposed to a little bit of the virus, and usually everybody's okay with that. And sometimes, when there's a lot of the virus exposed to a lot of that, so the risk is much worse over there. So that's with regards to the mikveh. For whatever reason, if a person doesn't feel comfortable going to the mikveh, the mikveh is closed, or whatever it is, certainly a person can go to the ocean, or to the sea, to the sound, whatever it is. That is a mikveh that is kasher lechol davar. Obviously, you should be careful. That goes without saying. And if a person can't make it to the mikveh, or to the beach, or whatever it is, la'alacha, maran zechon l'vracha, rules in Chazal Amadiyah Yemim Nora'im, that standing under the shower, straight, letting the water pour down a person's body, la'alacha, is considered also a form of tevilat ezra. It is, when a person can't make it to the mikveh, it is mitahir minakeri, so that, although the Chazal Ish rules that it doesn't work, but maran zechon l'vracha disagrees with him, and he says that it does, so in cases of great need, person can do that instead, or not only with COVID, but anytime. Let's say a person can't go to the mikveh or doesn't feel comfortable, any yadama, whatever it is. So over there, a person can take a shower for a few minutes. It's 12 kabin, which comes out to about, 9 kabin, I'm sorry, comes out to about 12 liters. Depending on your gallons per minute, it comes out to about, 2-3 minutes under the shower, standing stationary, allowing the water to pour down your body. It's really not such a big deal, and that works. In lieu of a mikveh, if a person can't get there. Yeah. Just like by a mikveh, you don't need kavanah. A mikveh is metari even shlo bekavanah. If a person falls into a mikveh, you can metari oto. So, especially and certainly no, kavanot, vizeh, in the shower, kavanot, yichudim, vizeh, you're in the shower, that's not the, certainly not the place.
I remember the Shkita of the Ashkenazim, that they mansur kavanah for women.
This is only minhag tov. It's only tosefet kedusha. It's not real chova mamash. So you don't have to do that. People who want to have kavanah, the Mishnah actually in Parashat Mitzvim brings them kavanot for the tevilah of erev Rosh Hashanah. You want to have those kavanot before you go into the mikveh, before you go into the room of the tevilah. Should have those kavanot over there because you shouldn't be thinking about that really in the mikveh because that Maran Zev Menachah considers kavanot of mitzvah, kavanot of teshuvah. Those should be done elsewhere. Now,
you don't use a pool,
right? Huh? A pool is equivalent and even better according to some than a shower. For men, obviously, huh? Yeah, it's mine shuvim. Mine shuvim is kasher midoraita. Right? The psul of shuvim is only the rabbanan. So anyway, that would work. But yeah, huh?
My neighbor.
Your neighbor?
Yeah.
Has a pool? Is it in use? Okay, the kitzur. Also balagam. Anyway, the kitzur. Is it working order? Okay, so. Rak lo b'shabbat, no.
Is it better to go in a pool with clothing or in a shower without clothing?
Well, if a person wears clothing, even to be tovel, if you're wearing loose-fitting clothing, the tevilah is kasher.
Not loose. Wearing a bathing suit, stuck on the body.
So open it up a little bit. Pull it down. That's it. Give him some privacy for 2 minutes. Then on Asot Etshelo v'Nalechet. Okay, so.
Jump the fence.
We'll get shot. They have a guard dog. So, anyway, Mikol Makom, that's with regards to Erev Rosh Hashanah. Now, Rabotai, this year, fast forwarding to... Let's close the door. The flash. Anyway, Mikitzur. That's the fast guy, right? The fast guy? He's red. Okay. That's the only thing he does. Runs fast. That's his power. The flash guy. Anyway, the kitzur. So like this several times. On this year, when Rosh Hashanah falls in on Shabbat, there's Kabbalat Shabbat, Karagil. Except, there's one exception, Virama, in Siman, Ein Resh, 270, which Shulchan Aruch brings down, that just like any other Yom Tov, the Minhag is not to say Kol Yisrael Shem Chelek and Bamem Adlikin, and we say Kol Yisrael, just we skip Bamem Adlikin, because there are different laws by Hadlakat Nerot that apply on Shabbat and don't apply to Yom Tov. We don't want to confuse the Kahal, and therefore we skip, on years like this year, we skip Bamem Adlikin on Lein Shabbat. Now, that falls on Rosh Hashanah. Another thing that's very important, not only with regards to Rosh Hashanah Shechaliot B'Shabbat, but this is something that's important in this COVID era where people are praying outside and here and there in different rooms and whatever, whether you're praying inside or outside, sometimes, for instance, we're praying in a hall now, right downstairs in the Simcha Hall. that is not a betakneset kavua. The halacha is, according to Maran and Shulchan Aruch, with regards to Ma'in Sheva, which is Birkat Magen Avot, on Friday night, you'll only do that in a place that is a betakneset kavua, that is a permanent shul, which means it has minyanim there all year, not just a minyan that popped up because of COVID, not a minyan that popped up because you have a Shabbat Chatan, or, you know, bar minan, a Shabbat Even, whatever it is. That does not, over there in those places, regardless of whether or not you have a Sefer Torah, even if you have a Sefer Torah, that does not give it a Bet Knesset Kavua. And what's the reason? All these tent minyanim, and all these, you know, hall minyanim, and backyard minyanim, all these things, as soon as the COVID's over, so people are going to come back to shul, hopefully. Yeah, Bezat Hashem. So, over there, all of these places, Rosh Hashanah or not, Belen Shabbat, you'll not be saying Me'in Sheba over there. All you'll say is Be'chulu HaShemayim Be'aretz V'chol Tzeva'am, Hashem Bara Yom La'asot in Kaddish. Pray to Kaddish. Mi She'oseh Kacha, there is Machloket B'davar, Aval She'eda, She'ish Be'zeh Safek V'rachal V'tala. According to the Kabbalah, the Ben Ishai rules in accordance with the Rashash, who says to do it in any case, but according to Manan HaShulchan Aruch, V'chol Kedusha V'imo, it's Mamash V'rachal V'tala, V'tzach Lizahir B'davar. So over there, whoever's in charge of the Minyan, Yeda, skip it. Lo Yikanes L'Safek V'rachal V'tala. You want to answer me?
What if you're in the building of the Beit Knesset?
It has to be in the room of Beit Knesset Kavua, which means you can have, and not only that, I'll tell you something else. Another very interesting thing, right? Right, let's say the Beit Knesset Kavua is upstairs, and you're davening here, let's say, yeah? Or you're davening in the tent. You wouldn't say. Not only that. What happens if you're davening downstairs? In the Beit Midrash downstairs. So it's a Beit Knesset Kavua, but not for Friday nights. Right? That's what they told me. They
have
only Shacharit Shel Shabbat, nachon? Yeah. But Len Shabbat, they don't have a minyan. Lo yagidu. It has to be a Bet Knesset Kavua for all Tfilot of Shabbat.
All Tfilot, they have Kavua minyan Friday night.
Say, in a Bet Knesset Kavua, huh?
They pray, let's say, they have house minyan, they pray,
Lotov, that's not a Bet Knesset Kavua.
They made it a Bet Knesset?
No.
Why not?
Because it's only a Friday night Bet Knesset. It has to be Bet Knesset Kavua for Tfilot of Shabbat, for all Tfilot of Shabbat.
But they pray there also during the day?
And also, it's, one second, it's also not a Bet Knesset, it's in somebody's house.
Yeah, but they made it a Bet Knesset.
They don't make it a Bet Knesset, they happen to them. Bet Knesset is Kedushat Bet Knesset.
Rabbi.
Shalom.
Yes, so in my Bet Knesset, we usually, before COVID, we used to pray in the big shul, and we have also like a Midrash that we pray right now because of COVID. There is a few people that pray there for Kaddish. Usually we use that as the weekday make Bet Knesset, but now since there is COVID, we're using it as the main Bet Knesset. Does that count as a Kavua place?
What do they plan on doing after COVID?
No, usually we go to the big one after COVID.
So I don't think that would qualify. I think it's at least a Safek, and you should skip it. Okay. But ask the Rav of the Shul what he thinks. But La'aniyut da'ati. I think that, you know, the Bet Midrash, that's not usually, before COVID, they didn't use it for any tefillot on Shabbat, only during the week?
Oh, never for Shabbat.
L'chaora would have a din of Bet Knesset She'eno Kavua for this thing. L'chaora. So, anyway, so that's with regards to that. Now, another thing, on Lin Shabbat, this has to do with Lin Shabbat and also the tefillot of Shabbat. There are many times in the tefillot of Yamim Noraim that we mention Yom Teruah. On Shabbat, since there's no shofar this year, all times that the tefillah says Yom Teruah, you'll see in parentheses in the Machzor, it'll say Zichron Teruah. Okay, now, person made a mistake and said Yom Teruah instead of Zichron Teruah, Yetzai Nechomet. Now, another thing you have to remember is that by tefillot of Shabbat, you have to add in, you know, we're going to say not only Yom Hazikaron, you would say Yom HaShabbat HaZeh V'Yom HaZikaron HaZeh, and also at the end of the bracha, we end off. Ki Ata Hashem Elokim Emet, Udvarcha Malkenu Emet V'Kayam La'ad, Baruch Ata Hashem, Melech Al Kol Ha'aretz, Mekadesh HaShabbat B'Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. You have to add that in. V'im Lo Natan Ikir, which means if a person mentions either Shabbat and not Yom Tov, or Yom Tov and not Shabbat, you have to go back and to at least to repeat that part of the Amidah, because you have to be chotem b'Shabbat u'b'Yom Tov. If a person finished the Amidah without mentioning either Shabbat or Yom Tov on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, la'alacha, he is not yotze midechovah, and he has to repeat the tefillah. This person has to be very careful, especially during Yamim Norim. There's a lot of differences in the tefillah, especially on the first day that falls out on Shabbat, to pray the chavanah mitocha sidur, mitocha machzor, in order not to make such mistakes. You don't want to start the year off making mistakes for tefillah, and brachot levatala, that's not a great way to start off Tafshin Pe'ah. Now, that's number one. But Yom Teruah instead of Zichron Teruah, no big deal. Now, with regards to Leil Shabbat v'Leil Rosh Hashanah, the order of the Simanim that we customarily do for Leil Rosh Hashanah is the same on Leil Shabbat, it's the same thing. There are several minhagim. I know the Mishnah minhag, Yada'ati. It's okay. Lo achi tov. If you're doing it though, right, let's speak out. Yeah, Roy, what are the minhagim? So yeah, Maran Zichron Berachah is a very big proponent of the minhag to do make kiddush, hamotzei lechem min ha'aretz, have your kezayit, and then start your simanim ceremony. And different people do different simanim. Different. As long as it resembles somehow, you know, simka. Some people do beans, some people do other things, and for you know, zelom shanim, zelom kol kach mishanim. What exactly it is that you use? Every family and every aida, every community should do their minhag. V'chein al zeh hadin. Now, when you do it, is a little bit more of a big deal. The best thing to do is kiddush, hamotzi, and then start the simanim. Kacha. Why? Because then you get out of all spekot of brachot achanuna. And if you're doing it that way, the only bracha that you'll be making over there is what? Is borei pri ha'etz l'tamar. Because everything else that you eat, cooked vegetables, it's bal laket tapat, does not require adama. This chetzedek says it does. Manan zechon brachan chazon badiyah taxin. There's no pitul. Cooked vegetables is something to eat together with bread. Therefore, there's no bracha over there. What else do you eat? There's rosh keves, or other people eat different kinds of meat, or whatever it is. You know, some people just look at it. The brave of heart, eat it. Yeah? Same thing.
We have fish. I don't know. We use fish.
Okay.
You have to eat the eye. Maybe not. I do it every year for something to freak everyone out about it.
You
I got the... Well, last year, remember, we came up with a trick for our
customer. Talking about this customer. It's a little nasty.
Huh?
In the eye?
Yeah.
Smack. Okay, anyway, Bikitsu.
Aval. It's really gross. It's sour.
This tastes like herring?
Okay,
I'm saying this. Aval, whatever it is, over there, that's also, I don't know about the eyeball, but. Fish also is something shabbat lepet tapat, meat, if you're eating fish head, whatever, the lamb head, I mean. Now, by the way, if you can get lamb head, you get another thing in the Yiratzon. You don't only say shenye l'erosh v'lon l'zanav, that's number one. And number two, v'zechem l'elosh v'tzak avinu ben avram avinu anav shem. By fish head, you can't say zechem l'akidat v'tzak, there's nothing to do with it. Now.
Close it up.
Yeah.
Sorry. What about this year where we have it's Shabbat and you have to eat fish, right? You have to eat fish on Shabbat. So if you eat the lamb's head.
So yes, on other years I was about to get to that when Rosh Hashanah would fall out on a weekday, there's machloket aposkim to eat fish, not to eat fish on Rosh Hashanah, simanto, lo simanto, machloket, birkei Yosef, agudim, whatever. When the first night of Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbat and a person usually eats fish before Shabbat, bevadai manan zechon mechar writes. Go for it. Don't abstain from fish on Shabbat because of the possible issues of Rosh Hashanah. That makes it even worse. So that's with regards to that. Now, there's another custom with regards to the simanim that, okay, Maran Zichron Berachah is not the happiest with, but we found the loophole. Yeah, right. The verity. What was that custom? Some people, Mashadis included, they have such a custom. Bavlim also do that, by the way. Iraqis also do the same thing. They make kiddush, and then right before hamotzi, that's when they start their brachot and whatever. So over there, you have a good thing, right? Before hamotzi, you get to make a bunch of brachot. What? You make ha'etz, you make adama, you make shalchonei amidbaros, you make brachot. The only issue is what? So bracha prana, you might get yourself, there's a big machlok taposkim. If a person has food before hamotzi and he's planning to eat hamotzi later, does the birkat hamazon exempt the bracha prana of the foods that he ate before the seudah? That's a tremendous machlok taposkim. Rif, Rabbeinu Zalkeh Levi, the Ramban, big machlokot. And Manas Hamacha says, yes, safek brachot lakel. At the end of the day, we would say safek brachot. But why would you put yourself into such a you know, into machloket. It's not kashmak. So what do? So either avoid it and do it after Amotzi, or yeah, what do we come up with last year, Ryan?
Either have less than the shiur, you don't need to say
Brahma. So best case scenario, there's no, what's the shiur for the siman? Shum shiur, eat a little bit. Mazel maspeak, eat a little bit of tamari. The problem is, yeah, but he has a problem, and also there was a bunch of things that have nefashot at the end, so they're all mitzteref with one another. So Imam Shefta, right, the vegetables and the meat and the zis, Imam Shefta, eat tiny amounts, or?
Or you can have more kashiur and then just have more of it during
the Seudah. Okay, we said that, if you have all those foods again during the Seudah, to be potero tam.
You're not
going to
have those exact foods, you have to have those foods that are same bracha.
But if it's milapit botapat, so you're not gaining anything. But anyway, things that are
right. Isn't it also not just the shiur, but if you eat a whole of something, so if you have a whole bean.
Yeah. So, biryah, what do you have? You have over there by date.
You have the date, you have the bean. What about the beans? You can't eat half a bean. Beans. We eat beans, right?
Right. Yeah. Okay. So, bean, yeah. I mean, you can't eat half a bean. You can take a small bite.
One
team
that we have,
to
make sure it's
down. If it's not going to make a machloket, that's the better custom. Or I know others, my in-laws have such a custom, but I'm not so fond of that custom either. Their custom is they do it after Birkat HaMazon. So after Birkat HaMazon, and you knock yourself out. But by the time after Birkat HaMazon, wants to eat that bichlam. You know what I'm saying? After Birkat HaMazon. No, but like it's.
So,
yeah.
It's good. You don't have to
take off your Well, so over there, what do you gain? You gain brachot yishonot. You don't have a problem brachot yishonot. You gain brachot achanonot. You want to do that? The point is, it's the siman da'ama. The Ben Ishchai writes in Parashat Nitzavim, Minchot Rosh Hashanah. You write, sometimes people forget the main siman of Rosh Hashanah. He says, if everything we eat and read and do on Rosh Hashanah is the siman, right? We eat the simanim, and we don't eat overly spicy, bitter, sour foods because it's a look.
Cuts.
Yeah. I'll tell you a famous bar from the cuts. Huh? Yeah. The Ramah brings down, we don't eat nuts, walnuts on Rosh Hashanah, and he brings down two reasons. One of the reasons is because it goes without the Allah. Second reason is because marbe kichad ni'ah makes a lot of mucus and it makes you not able to daven, and it's very annoying for yourself and for other people in Shul. You know, the people coughing, hello, ya habibi. Yeah. You know that? You know what I'm talking about? No. You know what I'm saying? No, there's people who do chronic coughers and phlegmers and throat clears. You know, make sure not to eat. And you know what? Make sure not to smoke. Why do you have to smoke and then the rest of the Knesset has to suffer the whole Shabbat of the day? He's got to smoke. So why do you cough so much? I'm a smoker, so stop smoking.
Especially this year, if you hear someone coughing, everyone's going to freak out.
Nahon? Especially if it's coughing. They make people retreat when people cough, is it? No, people have like this new thing, even, you know, subconsciously, a person coughs, people like flinch and turn around. And then, if you can do things to control certain things, sometimes you can't control a cough, sometimes you can't control the sneeze, whatever. But like, if you're a smoker or whatever, so, you know, cut back. Okay, now, with regards to, what was I going with? Oh, the Kutzker. Kutzker has an unbelievable thing. The Kutzker used to say, you know, the Ramah says not to eat egos on Rosh Hashanah, because egos is begemetria chet. Don't forget that chet is also gemetria chet. Understand? Michael, you heard that one?
Yeah, if not, you're losing the point. If you forget about, you're makpid on a knot, but the chataim, you're not so makpid on.
Chet is begemetria chet. Don't forget. That's such a kutzker word. Such a kutzker. Harif me'oz. Huh? Ben Ishchai writes, also, he says along the same lines, anyway, he says that a person has to also be very, very careful. The Ben Ishchai was not harif at all. Ben Ishchai was very adim. Look at the Rabka Adim, you can see the adimut of the Ben Ishchai. He didn't like when people were harif. He didn't like when poskim were harif to one another. He was, you know, he was upset at the Ravid. The Ravid spoke to the Rambam. It's very. That's what he says.
Oh,
that's what he says.
That's what he said. Yeah. He was pretty
harif. Harif against the harifim. He says, you know, takes issue with the harifut, the rachel, the chinoams, especially. But you see this a lot by poskim asfaradim. In general, poskim asfaradim. In general, a lot more. Vayavod bidil. Anyway, aval bidil vayavod. Mikol makom, he says, a person can be careful about all the foods and yet eat this and don't eat that and whatever. He says the most important thing on Rosh Hashanah is not to get angry at all. Asur lihyot bekas. Not even one moment of Rosh Hashanah, 48 hours, no kas at all. Justified, not justified, doesn't matter. You know, we also do, it's also minhag, not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. Yeah? Don't sleep on Rosh Hashanah. Beseder gamur. Okay. So now, we know that the Ari HaKadosh, Rabbi Chaim Vital brings down Shara Karot, the Ari HaKadosh used to take a nap after the Tkiot and Musaf and Seudah, after Chatzot, you take a nap for a little while to get his Kochot back. So after Chatzot, Chatzot Hayom and Shanah, you take a nap. So when do we not sleep? At night, we sleep. After Chatzot Hayom, we sleep. So when do you not sleep? The first half of the day, from the morning. Alot HaShachar, boom, jump out of bed. Put an alarm clock. Kachat Tzarech Liot. Two reasons. Either because the person who sleeps, the Yerushalmi says, which the Ramah brings in Yerushalmi, which many poskim say is non-existent, whatever. Anyway, but the...
Agam,
yeah, whatever. But anyway, but the Yerushalmi says the person who sleeps on Shana is going to have a sleepy mazal day. What does that mean? Aval, you know, what does it mean to have a sleepy mazal? I'm not quite... Yeah, no, you still eat the fishbowl, the fish eye. Okay, so you're beginning, you have zero piton pay for anything else. Okay, so, the pitzur. Rabotai, listen carefully. When a person sleeps, you're going to get a sleeping mazal. So what about getting angry? A person has to wake up early on the morning of Rosh Hashanah, yoshev batel ki yashin dani. Not just get up, either go daven, or go learn, go read tehillim, mashu, to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're nervous about the din. A person wakes up, you wait, 8, 9 o'clock. Lo matin for Yemei HaDin. Or Shana B'Yom HaKippurim, you have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm scared. If you don't show him that you're scared, it's like, you know, if you show the judge in court, that I don't care about you, you can be held in contempt of court. You know, go fly a kite. You have to show that you care, you have to show that you're afraid. When a person shows Chiridat HaDin, when a person shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I really care about your judgment and I'm scared, that is Mamtikit HaDin. That's the way a person is able to sweeten the din. Now, so certainly that, you know, ka'as and ga'ava and all sorts of midot ra'ot that also negatively impacts the din. Now, on Rosh Hashanah Day, obviously, we've spoken about there is no shofar, but nevertheless, even though there's no shofar, all of the piyutim that are shayat Rosh Hashanah, we still say on the first day, even on Shabbat, Eicha'are Ratzon, all these things we still say, but, you know, you save a significant amount of time because there is no shofar, you go straight to Musaf. Now, if you're before,
so it's better than
the
sugar, you don't have to go watch only one.
For what? For the simanim? So that's a good chal.
That's what I'm saying.
So that's another thing. Minhag Sfaradim, the Ben Ishchai, and also Maran Zichron Rechad did not do apple and honey.
Sugar.
Yeah, they changed the song. It's no longer dip the apple in the honey, make a bracha loud and clear.
Sugar.
There are many things wrong with that song according to Sfaradim. Why? Number one, the Sfaradim don't dip the apple in the honey. They cook the apple in the sugar. That's because according to Kabbalah, honey, which is gold, resembles midat hadin. Sugar, which is white, even if it's brown, but it should be white, resembles midat chesed v'rachamim. That's number one. Sugar. Minhag Sfaradim is sugar. Kaf Chaim brings in, huh?
Honey with sugar.
And they just cancel each other out. They had zero. Yeah? Anyway. About
some people say that the honeys nowadays are not so pure. They add sugar maybe, so...
Forget about adding sugar. Okay, and Yudaba. But another thing wrong with that song, according to Sfaradim, we don't make a bracha lem clear. According to Sfaradim, we don't make the bracha on the apple. We make the bracha on the date. Therefore, no, because it's Shivat HaMinim. Man, lo yodim, the people who made the song, lo yodim, da'at maram, siman, reshut alef, seifim, alef, gimel. That, huh?
They mean the Yair Ratzon with the bracha, Rabbi. The Yair Ratzon is considered a bracha. Rabbi, they mean the...
Oh, yeah, talk to me.
They mean the Yair Ratzon is the bracha. Make that loud and clear. That's what they mean.
No, they don't. What are you talking about? No, it's another one.
Anyway. But I know it's not pertinent to this, but if is a cooked fruit have the same status as a cooked vegetable, where it would be part of the meal?
No, not unless it's something that's usually eaten with bread. Nobody eats cooked apples. It's like candy. It's like an apple that's candied in sugar. That's what the Mishnah Tapuach Melukach B'Sukkah. Maran Zichron Mecha used to do like that. Yeah. Anyway, Aval. Listen carefully. With regards to, you know, the Ben Ishai brings down that the Minhag in Baghdad was to do this. You know, we do the Simanim twice, both nights. He does it. They did it in Baghdad four times. Night and day, night and day. You want to be Nohe Kacha, Linho Kacha. Whoever doesn't have that Minhag, that's also fine. Now, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which falls out on Shabbat, you have to realize, Rabotai, listen carefully, that Tashlich, Maran Zichron Mecha, is a whole Tshuva. In Yechavidat, debunking the poskim who say that you cannot do tashlich on Shabbat for Kabbalistic reasons, and he says that's not true. Our minhag is to do tashlich gam b'Shabbat, provided that there's not going to be any eruv, hotza'ah, whatever, those kind of issues on Shabbat. You have to remember, so if the eruv, you're in a place that's mukaf mechitzo, you have an eruv, and you're samech on the eruv, whatever, then you're fine. Otherwise, just say the psukim. If you know the psukim by heart, of Min Kamocha Nosavon Barovan Pesha, that's the main crux. You say that three times. That's the main part of the point of the shliach. And if that becomes an issue, and you have an issue of hotza'a, a place that doesn't have an eruv, a place that's not mukaf mechitzot, v'chule, so you skip. Don't say tashlich on the first day. Just push it off to the second day. But in general, but berov mekomot moshvotenu, we have eruvim that are at least kilchatam lefi Ashkenazim. In which case, Maran Zichron Mecha says that, oh, a person who's not somech on Eruv Shel Ashkenazim throughout the year should not be somech on the first day, the first Shabbat of the year, because Tashlich is not worth breaking such a zach. Shlomo, they have Eruv in Panama?
Yes, according to Ashkenazim.
Okay, seder, but you know, and I guess some Sparadim rely, some don't.
Yes.
Okay, so anyway, kol echad yaseh kiminhago. Mazel? So again, throwing bread inside the water is a non, it's fake news. Fake minhag. Having fish inside the water is a real minhag. The Kaf Chaim brings it down. Gam Chacham Ben Tzion Mutzafi brings it down in Sefer Shofar B'Tzion. Huh? Throwing the fish? No. Having fish in the water. Vaday, you can't feed fish that are not yours on Shabbat or Yom Tov. But having fish... What kinyan are you going to make? The muktzah. Halikin. With Hashem.
But the person wants to know.
Oh, anyway,
so
the minhag is to have fish in the water. Rabotai, let me tell you, Maran Zichron Mecha used to do tashlich. As you know, as you might know, there are no bodies of water in Yerushalayim. You know that. Not in and not around. Yerushalayim is just. It's Yerushalayim is mountainous. So they had wells. They sometimes have wells. In Har Nof, there were no wells. Maran Zichron Mecha used to fill up a bucket with water. Put on the teva, everybody would say tashlich, and between mincha and arvit, and they would continue with arvit. So, with fish? What, from where? They're muktzin.
They don't put them in on Shabbat.
Oh, they put them in before?
Okay,
then we'll do it. Okay, I'm saying it. No? Oh, in Yechavidat they did the same thing, just a bucket. The bucket. It's a bucket of water, right?
You don't know that Eruv can open the sink and say tashlich?
Yes. Yes, also.
Is it planning gathered?
Yes. And also, obviously, it goes without saying, the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Tafresh Pegiman, where he brings in the minhag of tashlich, he says something very interesting. He says that women should not participate in tashlich. Not that it's asur for them to, but he says, kayadua, women participating in tashlich causes things that are not leruach hayom. You know, it's new tissues and all sorts of, you know, mingling and whatever. So that's what he says. He made it to Kana Nevardik. Women don't come to Tashlich. Enlein. So, why? Because Kedushat Hayom dictates, obviously, anytime. But if it's going to lead to all sorts of things that are not Ra'uy, anytime, and especially for Rosh Hashanah, it's not worth it. So, you know, that's why People say to go outside. Manan Tzimcha didn't go outside for Tashmish. He brought to the Teva. Everybody stood by their seat. They said it, so must be. A person wants to go during the week, during Aseret Teshuvah, when you can also do it. You want to go to a body of water with your wife to do a pitziyot. But it's perfectly sufficient to do it that way. Yes. It's better to do it on Rosh Hashanah. You want to do it later again with a, you know, with a bigger body of water with a fish in it. You want to take your wife. You want to take your kids. That's what I usually do. We do it on the first day of Rosh Hashanah in a bucket. And then my wife and kids like to go during Aseret Teshuvah. So we go to Flushing Meadow Park or whatever. So, it's all symbolic. It's all symbolic. So the point is, with the Tzulot Yam Kol Chatotam. So the Ikar is the Kavanah.
That bucket of water,
it's all that according to the Kabbalah, it's very dangerous stuff. That bowl of mixed wine and water,
yeah.
It's dangerous. It's very dangerous. You throw it on its funny side. Come.
I'd rather
talk
to the neighbor.
The neighbor.
No.
Okay, anyway, because Wadaim Machaim? Okay, anyway. So he says like this, Rabotai. Listen carefully. On the second night of Rosh Hashanah, in general, on the second night of Rosh Hashanah and the second night of any Yom Tov in general, you are allowed to light candles for the second night of Rosh Hashanah, even before Shkia, as long as it's Samuch L'Shkia, half an hour before Shkia, because it's considered Tzorech Hayom. This year, obviously, that's not the case, because it's Shabbat. So you can't forget about lighting candles, any of the preparations for Yom Tov Shani and whatever. You can't do anything until either Motzei Shabbat, Geonim, if you do Geonim, Rabbeinu Tam, if you do Rabbeinu Tam throughout the year, you got to wear Rabbeinu Tam over here also. So, you know, there's no kulot because it's Rosh Hashanah and because you want to eat the seuda, whatever. If you usually keep Rabbeinu Tam throughout the year, you got to keep Rabbeinu Tam this Motzei Shabbat as well. If you don't, Yichakeo la Geonim, 40 to 45 minutes after Shkia, that's Tzitz Shela Geonim over here, that's what we keep over here. So over there, that's enough. Now, so there are two Avdalot that we're going to be making. Really, since the second night of Yom Tov is Motzei Shabbat, the Kiddush is going to be Oknehaz, which means that we're making Havdalah in the Kiddush of Amagdiv and Kodesh Lakodesh. Now, even before Havdalah, in the Tefillah, don't forget, by the way, there are going to be, I think, five times this year that we're going to say Vatodiyenu. Vatodiyenu is a kind of Batechon Antanu that's reserved for the second night of Yom Tov that falls out on Motzei Shabbat. We say that in the Tefillah. Vatodiyenu on Yom Tov Shchal Yot Motzei Shabbat is like Atachon Antanu on a regular Motzei Shabbat or Motzei Yom Tov. So person has to say Vatod Yainu. If you didn't say Vatod Yainu, you don't have to repeat the Amidah unless what? Unless you ate before Kiddush. If you ate before Kiddush, you have to repeat Arvit Shel Lel Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah with Vatod Yainu if you ate before Kiddush. Exactly. In general, you don't repeat the Amidah of Motzei Shabbat if you forgot Atachon Antanu because you're able to be Mavdil Al Hakos. However, if you ate before Abdallah al-Kost, what's the halacha?
You got to repeat
the Arvit. So, Melacha lom shani. Melacha, even if you did Melacha, you don't repeat the Amidah only if you ate. And for Melacha, you don't only, or let's say a woman, doesn't pray Tfilat Amidah by Avik Shel Rosh Hashanah. And she wants to prepare, she wants to light candles, it's enough for her to say, Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh LeKodesh. She can say that, and then light the candles, prepare the meal. Now,
in general,
let's
say Shabbat,
let's
say someone prayed Arvin and forgot that they didn't get a fast
result. No,
they don't even go with the
night of nothing. No. As long as he didn't eat before Havdalah. Now, eat or drink, meaning anything besides for water.
If they pray Stam, or do they do it with the night of
No. You pray again, Chayab Tadam Minyan. Now, Rabotai. The second day of Rosh Hashanah, everything is the same. Just on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, you have Tkiat Shofar. Don't forget that because the first day of Rosh Hashanah was Shabbat, so there was no, you know, there's no Shofar. On the second day, you'll make Birkat Shehecheyam. It's very important. We spoke about it, you know, in passing last week, but it's very important for every minyan. I know there's a lot of minyanim and a lot of breakoffs and satellites and spin-offs and whatever. Every minyan should have a Tamid Chacham present to be able to, you know, there are things that come up. And, you know, with just a matter of a breath or a matter of a millisecond, tkiot can be psulot. And there are many things between kashen and pasul, there's many different things. So it's very important that every minyan should preferably have some sort of tamid chacham that can navigate the chazanim and the tokea and to make sure that everything is kehilchato. So that's with regards to that. Those who cannot come to shul for whatever reason, you know, there are many different, I know in Queens they have this thing, I don't know if they're doing it in Grant Neck, Queens, in Kew Garden Hills at least, they have an initiative that they're, the Queens Jewish Community Council, they're making a list, like a spreadsheet, of tuk'im, that they're trying to make a tkiat shofar on every block. On every block for, you know, people who are homebound, can't go out, so if a person can do it, maze?
Thank you.
Okay. Anyway, so how do I
maybe Raf Kar.
I am muted then. So Bikitsur, is it, would it be unmuted? Anyway, Abal, we have to know. They're gonna test it. So he says, Rabotai, you have to, you know. If a person knows to be mizakeh terabim, obviously you don't make a bracha when you're just blowing for women. But if there's any men over there who have not yet been yotzei lechovah, men over the age of bar mitzvah, lidaat manan shulchan aruch, the ba'al tokeh can make the bracha 100%, even 100 times on Rosh Hashanah, both birkat yishma kol shofar and birkat she'echiyanu, for every new person that he blows for, a new man, but for women, there is no bracha. So that's basic, huh?
Person is
a ba'al
tokeh.
Yeah. If the person is Bantukya, yeah, he needs
some. He's a Bakir.
No. It's Birkat HaMitzvah. Now, there's one thing that I forgot about Shabbat, a very important thing, which is, don't forget, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which is Shabbat, there's also Seudah Shlishit. Just because of Rosh Hashanah and you're eating that night, doesn't exempt one from Seudah Shlishit. So the proper way a person has to be Mechalkil Tze'adav B'Mishpat, to know, you know, you should eat early enough on in the day and try to have Mincha. The way it should be done is to preferably have mincha a drop earlier, have mincha, tashlich, and then preferably afterwards go home for seudah shlishit and come back. Now, that's best case scenario. Huh? I'm assuming already that there are going to be keilot that are not going to do that. They're just going to have, you know, they're going to have musaf, and after musaf everybody goes home and eats their meal and goes to sleep, and then they're going to come back and cut the ayir for mincha and tashlich and, you know, and arut. Nevertheless, meikar adin, it's preferable, according to the Ari HaKadosh, to eat seudah shlishit after tefillat mincha. That's only mitzvah min hamuvchar. Nevertheless, even if a person eats seudah shlishit before actually praying mincha, yetzei lechovato, okay? As long as it's zman mincha. So, if a person knows, and also, preferably, you should try to have your seudah shlishit before sha'ah asirit bayom. Even though it's a seudat mitzvah, since that night is also Leil Rosh Hashanah, a person should try to have, so there's a lot of things going on here, which means you should try to daven mincha and have seudat shlishit earlier than Sha'a Asirit. Sha'a Asirit is about 4-ish, give or take. So, you know, even if you, huh?
This is pretty nice.
Yeah.
A meal after bread.
Yeah.
Then don't pray mincha. And
yeah. Lunch. Don't fall asleep.
Don't fall asleep until chatzot, but lunch after. Do whatever you do with daddies.
Yeah.
And I'd say you're good. That's what I should shoot.
I finish it too?
I don't know.
Start it.
Start lunch at 2.
Start lunch at 2.
Got my slider. Prequel.
Wow, that's harsh. Anyway, the kids and people sit and go through them. Yeah.
Can I have...
So what time do they finish in Panama?
What?
Huh? Mata, Mazin.
He said the prayer is not in the if you do have it, if you do melacha after tefillah without.
Oh, wow. That's right. Because according to Manana, it's a machlok de shumim. Yeah? Wow. No, the top shalom. Manana brings in Chazon Avadia that for doing melacha before Abdallah, before Tachanantan, they say you should do tnai nedava because there's machlok de posse. Manana is mekeh, but okay. Since you have a tnai nedava anyway, so you can do it. Shlomo, what are you saying, Shlomo?
Can you have seudah shlishit before mincha?
Before tefillat mincha?
Yes.
Before zman mincha?
No, before tefillat mincha.
It's according to the Ari HaKadosh, it's not the best, but you would be yotzei according to the Shulchan Aruch.
Okay, thank you.
You would be yotzei. So that's the best way to do it. Okay, Rabotai. So I'm
stopping.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, didn't you mention before that for Sfaradim we shouldn't rely on the Ashkenazi Eruv, and therefore...
No, where he says that it's permissible, so just like any other tabo'ala. You may and you may not, whichever way you choose. Yeah?
Okay.
It's like the Great Eruv, the Kibron Hills Eruv, the Panama Eruv, they're all Eruvin Shel Ashkenazim. So you Sfaradi wants to rely, has on what to rely, and if he doesn't want to rely on it, Tavo Alei Bracha, Shekin Da'at Rambam, Shekin Da'at Maran Shulchan Aruch. So, before Shalosh Shalom. So that's another good point. Those who are in quarantine, those who can't come to pray with the minyan, they're not allowed to pray Tfilat Musaf with before Shalosh Shaot Bayom, which is the end of Zman Kriyat Shema.
Can they do it during the Zman of the Tzibur praying?
No.
Is that their amount?
Yeah. You have to wait until
Tzibur
May. And also, another halacha for a person who's praying Yechidut, which might happen this year, even if a person knows how to blow, the only time we're mafsik in the Amidah to blow is only B'tzibur. A Yechid is not mafsik, but tefillah at all. He'll do all the tekiyot a little bit before Musaf, and the rest of the 70 after Musaf, but he can't be mafsik in the middle. Yeah? Okay, so that's with regards to that. We'll stop for a moment, and then we'll continue with the parsha.